It's KUTX 98.9, and no mistake in that person we just heard, Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis himself. Well, we are live in Studio 1A right now with none other than Jerry Lee Lewis's little sister, Linda Gail Lewis. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. Jake Perlman is doing the in-house mix, and we'd like to welcome our concert club members today who are here. Well, Linda Gail, welcome to KUTX and Studio 1A. It's a great honor and pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Jay. I'm so happy to be here.
So I understand you live in Austin now. What prompted
you? Yes, I do, and I love it.
What prompted your move here?
Well, my daughter moved here, and Austin is a much better music town than any other place in the world.
And where was your home before you moved down?
Well, I was living in Georgia, but we spent a lot of time in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, I grew up in Faraday, Louisiana, where I was born.
All right. And you've been playing around Austin. In fact, you're playing tomorrow night at Antone's.
We are so excited about that. We're going to be at Antone's tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Y'all come see us.
All right. Well, Linda Gail Lewis, can you serenade us with a tune?
Yes, of course, darling. Watch the sunset, the tears begin to roll. There's a dark and lonely feeling in my soul. 500 miles from Memphis, I'll head on down the road, and I'm on Heartbreak Highway, and I might this pain that I'm feeling is deep and dark and wide.
Linda Gail Lewis is our guest this afternoon, live in Studio 1A. That was Danny B. Harvey on guitar. Also, is it Huck Johnson on the bass, the stand-up bass? And no stranger to Austin audiences, Tom Lewis over there on the drums. And also in a moment, Anna Marie Lewis will be doing some singing. So, Linda Gail, that was kind of a dark tune.
I know. I was a little bit depressed when I wrote that.
Well, we should let folks know that you have a new album out called Hard Rockin' Man, and can people get that?
That's right, and that song is on that album, And it's available on Lanark Records.
Alrighty. So you're Jerry Lee Lewis's younger sister. Jerry Lee kind of hit the charts big time, what, about 1957 or 8, and you were about 10 years old at the time?
I was about 10 years old.
So what was that like, having your big brother kind of be a national star all of a sudden?
It was wonderful. We was living in a place called Black River, and Daddy was doing some sharecropping. So we lived in an old sharecropper shack. And, you know, the first thing Jerry did when he got his first check from Sam Phillips, it was for $40,000, and he called up Mama, and he said, Mama, I want you and Daddy and Linda Gale and Frankie Jean to have everything that I have. So he bought us a brand-new house, one with a bathroom on the inside, and he bought us a brand-new Fleetwood Cadillac car, new clothes, brought us to Memphis. It was a very exciting time.
$40,000 was a lot of money back in 1958.
A lot more than it is today.
Yeah, yeah. So you eventually went on the road with your brother for a good number of years, singing back up with him. And
about 15 years.
Wow.
And then I went into retirement for 10 years to be with my children. And then I went back on the road with him for 1 year, and my sister-in-law kicked me out of the band. So I started then to play the piano with my own bands and travel.
So you kind of started your own career relatively later in life, right?
It was late.
Yeah.
I think I was pushing 40 and a little overweight, and everybody said, well, you're overweight and you're too old.
But here you are, so you get the last laugh.
Yes, darling.
So I understand Wanda Jackson was kind of influential to your singing style. Tell us about that.
It was a blessing for me to get to know her because she is a wonderful lady. But then when I saw her performing live, when we were on the road with her, this was my last year on the road with my brother. And I think it was actually the last tour I did with him. And then I saw Wanda, this really sweet, you know, kind of middle-aged lady, walk out on stage, you know, and just walk up to that microphone and say, some people like to rock. And I thought, wow, a woman can rock. So I'm going to do that. And that caused me to then go out and buy all of her records and then, of course, keep listening to my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And because Wanda rocks like a man. And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're here with Linda Gale Lewis and her band. You can catch them at Antone's tomorrow night. They have a new album out called Hard Rockin' Man. So did you play on Jerry Lee's country stuff during the 1970s? He had a long string of
We did a lot of
songs.
Duets together. We had a top 40 hit record on Rollover Beethoven. And actually, Don't Let Me Cross Over, I believe, was number 4 in Billboard charts. Mm-hmm. So we had two duet hits. And we did a duets album called Jerry Lee and Linda Gale Together. And I was featured on several of his albums back then.
So I understand also that you were with Van Morrison for a little while. How did you
One
end
year.
Up hooking up with Van?
Well, my agent hooked me up with him.
And what was that experience like?
It was a great experience. And I tell you, I learned a lot of Van's material. And if you learn songs that are a different style from what you normally play, it makes you a better player. I was a 10 times better piano player at the end of that than I was when we started.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how hard it was, Van would just say, oh, you can do that, Linda. And, you know, I believed him, so. And we did our album together. It was called You Win Again. And that was fun.
So I would guess your brother kind of schooled you in playing piano. Is that right?
He did. And, you know, I was very fortunate that when I started to play, I could remember the things that he had taught me all throughout the years.
Well, could we ask you to do a rocker?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to do the song that got us off of Black River.
All right.
Whole lot of shaking going on.
All right, Linda Gale Lewis live in Studio 1A, KUTX 98.9.
Come on over.
down. Then you wiggle it around just a little bit. And that's when you've got something.
Gail Lewis and her Pumpin' Piano, and a big hit for her brother, Whole Lotta Shakin', and an American masterpiece. You know, it's one of those great songs that still lives on.
It's my favorite rock and roll song, and I love also to have my daughter, Miss Annie Marie Lewis, sing with me on that. Thank you so much, darling.
Linda Gail Lewis and her band will be at Antone's tomorrow night, and I saw that you also have a bunch of Antone's gigs coming up next month as well. Is that going to be kind of a regular thing, hopefully?
We'll be in and out of there a lot, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay, that's the new Antone's on East 5th Street. Also, don't forget the new album, Hard Rockin' Man. And also, if you want to read a little bit about Linda Gail's story, there was a really good article by Tim Stiegel in the Austin Chronicle back in November, and you can Google Linda Gail Lewis, Austin Chronicle, and it'll pop right up for
you.
It's
very good. Yeah. I appreciate Tim so much.
Yeah, he did a great job on that. Cliff Hargrove's been our engineer, along with Jake Perlman. We're going to close out the live portion of this, but Linda Gail and the band are going to do some more music, and we'll have the whole session up on our website at KUTX.org. Again, Linda, a real honor and pleasure to have you here in Studio 1A.
Jay, it is so nice to meet you and talk with you today, and it's wonderful to be here.
Hopefully we'll have you back real soon.
I look forward to that. Thank you.
It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.